You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
The wait is finally over, Jason. All the speculation, when are the Ravens going to play the Bills? When are they heading to Kansas City? How many primetime games? It's over, Jason.
Thank
we
God.
Have the actual schedule. And boy, is it a tough open for the Ravens. For a second consecutive year, they head on the road in week one to take on the team that bounced them in
yes.
the playoffs, so they're heading to Buffalo. Then week two, interesting storyline we didn't touch on the open, potentially Joe Flacco starting at M&T Bank
yes.
Stadium for the first time since he left the Ravens. Then they take on the Lions, which was one of the top teams in the NFC last year, at Kansas City, home against Houston, who won their division, home against the Rams, who won their division. So four of the first six games, man, or really five of the first six games against tough competition.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's different ways you can size it up. What I generally focus on is what we already knew. Which other divisions do they match up with, right? Okay, they match up with the AFC East. They match up with the NFC North. The AFC East, for me, is still a garbage division outside of Buffalo. And the NFC North, I think, could be the division that regresses the most because Minnesota's going from whatever you thought of Sam Darnold. He was an MVP candidate up until the final week of the season, and they won as many regular season games as anybody next year, and now they're going with an unproven rookie who was not asked to do was not exactly asked to carry a heavy burden every week by Michigan, right? It was about the offensive line, and it was about the run game and the defense. So that could be major regression. The Lions lost their most important coaches on both sides of the ball, and they did not go out and do anything bold for a pass rusher or make any real penthouse moves in the offseason. And I think the Bears are still a year away, and Ben Johnson's going to have to learn what it is to be a head coach, and I think the hype train on them is over its skis. So I bring that all up to say, as I really look at this schedule, for me, there's five opponents that I think are absolutely playoff teams unless they get riddled by injury. Buffalo, Kansas City, Houston, because that division sucks.
Terrible.
And even if they're not that great, they're going to win that division.
Yep.
The Rams, to me, are the best team in their division. And I think Green Bay, of the teams in the North, the one I think is going to make the leap is Green Bay. So those, for me, okay, for me, they're playing five surefire playoff teams. And then Detroit, Minnesota, Cincinnati, I'll put them in a separate cluster of maybe. And
Pittsburgh's then always tough when they go up against them.
What's that?
I said Pittsburgh's always tough.
Yeah, and
tough
then I'm going to put Pittsburgh in probably the bottom end of that second
yeah.
tier, where I think they would really need some breaks, but they're Pittsburgh and they're
yeah.
cockroaches and it's
yep.
Tomlin. So that at most is half the schedule. So if you win six or seven of the nine against the other half, and you hold serve against these this half, you're absolutely in the playoffs, and you're flirting with 12 wins, which is where I think they're going to be.
If you can make it through the first six games with a 4-2 record, that's watch out at that point. And we're obviously talking so much about the opponents and the talent that some of these rosters have, but the Ravens are a really damn good football team.
Absolutely.
And we've seen them last year. They had a really tough schedule. 2023, remember after the bye week, you're like, oh my gosh, how are they going to run through this gauntlet? And they just kicked the heck out of everybody. So they've been able to work through tough schedules and tough teams, and they typically, those type of games typically bring the best out of the Ravens.
When Lamar Jackson plays in the regular season, they win over 70% of their games.
That's crazy.
So, I mean, that's the starting point. That's why I don't get caught up in the minutia of the schedule. That's why I'm not going to sit here and wait breathlessly for these stupid announcements. Frankly, Bone, I don't know about you. That's why I'm not watching 8 or 9 or 10 minutes that any team put into the production of their schedule. I don't care how great it is. You can tell me it's the most amazing, life-changing thing. I can't sit there
the
and
Ravens
watch
was nuts.
7 to 10 minutes about something that I already pretty much know before it goes in. Like, I can't get there. And especially for this team, again, knowing what they do with Lamar Jackson, already knowing who the opponents are and who's home and who's road, I just didn't think it was going to affect me much one way or the other. I didn't think it was going to affect my evaluation of their overall sort of pecking order, where they stand, that much. And in the end, it didn't. Yes, it opens tough. It closes kind of tough. There's an underbelly in the middle. And unfortunately for them, that underbelly includes three straight road games. But they don't generally blow more than 1-2 games max that they should win. Yeah. And they generally win 1 or 2 games that you don't think they're going to win at the start of the season, like going to San Francisco a year ago. Like, or not in the 2024 season, 2023 season.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Like most things with this franchise, we kind of know who they are. We know what they're about. We know what their brand is. We know what their regular season output is going to be. It's going to be an elite offense. We're going to see how much closer to the 2023 version or the 2024 version this defense is. I hope it's closer to 2023. They've got major questions on special teams. There's a bad special teams unit. We'll talk about that a little later. The punter, don't really know about him. Kicker, don't really know about him. Return guy, don't really know about him. And the return units and the coverage units sucked for the most part last year, too. So a lot of work to be done there. And that's the kind of stuff that can cost you one of those games you should have won on paper. But, like, that's who they are, and that's who they were last year, and that's probably who they'll be next year.
Absolutely. And a couple other quirks. You mentioned the three straight road games. The Ravens are one of just three teams that go on the road three straight weeks, them, the Patriots, and the Titans. But what's interesting about the three-game road trip, it's sandwiched in between three straight home games and then the other side of it, three straight home games, where you just do not see that at all. primetime games. You got the Bills to open up on Sunday Night Football. Lions on Monday Night Football. Very, very rare home Monday Night Football game. Just the fifth time in the John Harbaugh era going back to 2008. You have the Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. And the NFL loves the Ravens playing on holidays. They played on Christmas two straight years. And now this year, they're playing the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. That's their first Thanksgiving Day game since, I believe, the Tomlin trying to trip
Jacoby
Jones.
The other thing that kind of grinds my gears a little bit is people are going to compare, they only got four primetime games. First of all, those are weird weeks to begin with. Why do you – you know what I mean? How many primetime games do you want? Because a lot of times it's going to affect your preparation. It's going to affect the following week. It compromises your routine, and these are creatures of habit. And then the other part of that sort of – I'm like, have you not paid attention to this league? They stacked a lot of their more interesting games at the end of the year, and they could be –
Green Bay's getting flexed.
Green Bay's getting flexed.
That's one of those.
And if the Pittsburgh game matters, it's either team, it's being flexed. So gets to six, is that going to satisfy you? Like it's like all this stuff is written in pencil, not Sharpie. They're even flexing Thursday games now. Like they'll flex anything, anywhere. They don't care. For more money, they'll do it. So I just don't understand people like bitching and moaning about, they got disrespected. Four is more than enough. It's basically a quarter of the schedule. And B, if they're who we think they're going to be and these other teams are, it's going to be more than four.
Chiefs, they ended up getting the most with seven. I saw they only play in the 1 o'clock window three times this year.
Like, I don't think if from a competitive standpoint, I doubt Andy Reid loves that.
No.
I doubt Andy Reid's running through the office high-fiving everybody. We're only playing 3 1 o'clock games. No, I don't think that's...
And not to mention going back to last year when they had, I believe, at least five primetime. They had that weird window where they're playing on Christmas on a Wednesday and then a Saturday. Like, they played on pretty much every single day of the week, where this year it seems a lot more streamlined in that regard.
Yeah, and I mean, this is only going to get more jacked up as they keep adding more games overseas. Like, there's eventually going to be, if they get to the 18-week schedule, weeks 1 and 2 might be just domestic football, and weeks 17 and 18 might just be domestic football. The 14 weeks in between, somebody's playing outside the continental U.S. every week.
Well, we touched on this yesterday, I think, when they announced the international slate 2 days ago. The fact that the Vikings are playing in two different countries abroad in back-to-back weeks is crazy. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Wait until it's 1 week in London and the next week in Dubai. Like, at least it's both, what is it? It's Dublin and London.
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing.
But still,
wait till it's Brazil and then China.
It's definitely everything's on the table. You mentioned Jordan Stout, and we're going to get into him at the bottom of the hour. He's entering a contract here. He was a fourth-round pick, and just going back and looking at his stats year over year really caught me off guard. We'll give you those numbers at 3:30. But coming up next, we've already broken down the Ravens schedule. What about the rest of the AFC North? What other team has a gauntlet they have to run through? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.